Module 11, Building Flexibility. Being flexible on personal and social levels is critical for individuals involved in or leading a change to be able to make shifts as necessary during a project. What is flexibility? There are two dimensions of flexibility: flexible thinking and social flexibility. Flexible thinking. People who think flexibly can generate a broad range of thoughts and possible responses without feeling compelled to decide on one response right away. They have a tolerance for ambiguity plus a high level of creativity. This allows them to tackle a problem from many directions. Flexible thinkers enjoy new or complex ideas, are open to varying perspectives, and devise creative solutions in order to adapt to change. At a personal level, people who think flexibly supplement their own knowledge with the talents of other people, knowing they themselves cannot have all the answers. They are facile at building networks to freely exchange support and information. Social flexibility. People with a great deal of social flexibility have a clear sense of their individual strengths and weaknesses. Their self-concept is not easily threatened as they reach out to others, looking for collaboration and working to build social networks. They have no problem reaching out to see where others can add value and asking others for support. Why it is important. Flexible people are team players, a critical need during a change management initiative. Flexibility allows one to brainstorm more efficiently, bringing a wider range of ideas to a project team. The broad range of solutions brought to the table by a flexible thinker encourages a strong change solution and avoids the potential for inferior solutions that may be generated by people with low levels of social flexibility. 5 easy steps for the leader and the individual. The following 5 steps can benefit either a leader or an individual who is dealing with change on a personal or an organizational level. Case study. Lynn was a part of the change management team and wanted to understand the employees who are most flexible in order to help others become the same. She found that the most flexible employees were the ones that were team players, something that was very important during times of change. They were also able to brainstorm more effectively and in turn are able to bring a wider range of ideas and solutions to the table. Lynn knew the best aspects of a flexible employee and wanted a way to instill those traits in others. She found that following the 5 steps can benefit anyone who is dealing with change on a personal or an organizational level, and use them to help prepare the company for the changes that were to come.